Hello, my friends, and welcome to another episode of Stand Up and Marvel. Today, we're talking about the season one finale of Ms. Marvel. Since this is the final episode of the season, we're going to do a quick non-spoiler episode discussing our thoughts on this episode as well as the season as a whole. If you want to hear our detailed breakdown of the final episode and the season as a whole, make sure to join us for our next episode. So without further ado, let's get into it. Okay, so let's start off. What did everybody think of the episode? Do you like it? Hate it? I liked it, personally. A heck of a lot more than episode 5. Really did not like episode 5, but I was pretty satisfied with this episode.
I liked it, but I wasn't satisfied.
Okay. I'm with him.
They had a lot of opportunity to go in a direction. We'll talk about it in the main segment, but you know, there was a lot of things that they could have done in this episode that would have been a lot better. I mean, I did like it a lot more than the last episode. I did. But again, I was almost disappointed and kind of left with more questions than answers.
Yeah, it's definitely some questions lingering, but we'll talk about that in the full breakdown episode.
Mm-hmm. I think I said this in the Thor review. I liked it because it felt like a simpler, more straightforward story. And maybe that's just my thought on the show overall, but specifically just this episode too. It just felt more like a phase one or like a phase two Marvel story, right? Than anything else. So yeah, for me, it was a thumbs up.
Okay. Well, what about the season as a whole?
That's a tricky one for me. I knew we were going to, you know, answer this question tonight. And I really don't know because I love the beginning of the season. Yeah. I really enjoyed the first few episodes, but it tapered off for me. You know, we've discussed it when they, you know, left Jersey. And it was almost as if there was kind of a shift in the characters as well. Like her mom was almost like a completely different person before and after the trip. And that still went in the finale. It's hard. I honestly, this might be crazy to say, but I would probably give it about like a 6.5 for me in total. Because I liked the finale. I feel like there's a lot of work that could have been done to it to make it better. And I'm with him. I was a little bit satisfied, but not really. But I guess I'm more satisfied because we know where it's going next, you know, whereas another show, if we didn't, you know, we don't know where it's going, you know, maybe that wouldn't be as satisfying, but yeah, it's tough. It's tough. Right now where I'm at is about a 6.5, and maybe I'll go up to a 7, but I just really didn't care for the last half of the season. And that's a big chunk to me, right? 6 episodes.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, I'm probably about a 7, 7.5 myself. I mean, I completely agree. I like the beginning a lot. It was a really solid start. It was very refreshing. You know, it was a very different show from any of the other Marvel stuff that we've gotten. It was a lot less serious, a lot more kid-friendly. It was just, you know, it's a happy, fun show. And then got a lot more serious as it went on. And episodes 4 and 5 weren't great. And 5 made me very angry for reasons that I won't go into.
Yeah. And I love her. I want to make that clear. Like I love her. I love her character still. Like I'm excited for the future. It didn't take away from that. Like that was like, she was definitely like my favorite part. Like the characters themselves were amazing. I love the characters. I love the cast.
That's the thing. Like it was just a the story cast choice.
Mm-hmm. And then where the culmination of what happened at the end too, is just like so standard to me and not as exciting as I feel like it could have been.
That's fair. Yeah, they could have done a lot more. I mean, the end credit scene, obviously I'm not going to talk about it here, but
right.
That was, raised a lot of questions.
With that.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
And we're gonna I don't know what to think about it, but yeah, we'll talk about it in the full
break.
I'm curious to hear what you guys think about that too, because I watched it twice and I was like, what?
Yeah.
So,
but... sorry if that's a spoiler, but you must be new to Marvel if you don't know there's an end credit scene in the season finale.
It's gonna happen.
I think
I can't remember, but there was one show. Maybe it was Falcon and Winter Soldier. It was a random one. They did do like a post credit like halfway through the season, in one of the shows. I don't remember which one it was, but you're
WandaVision.
Maybe it might have been WandaVision. Yes, it was. You're right. It was when they showed us the White Vision, I think, right, or something like that. I don't know. It's been a while now. It's been crazy to think.
I think it might be right.
Weren't there some post like one or two post credits in Loki?
There was two. Yeah. So, they've kept it standard. There's been a post credit for every finale, but there's been additional ones.
So, But you know, for me personally, I would probably put my ranking of the season. I'm sitting at a 5.5 right now. Yeah, I'm really in between, because as you guys were talking about, you know, and I'll definitely go into it a lot more detail in the next episode. But basically, you know, I love the cast and I loved how it started, but things like we just discussed, things took a turn, and it's just the consistency is where it it brought me down, which I was sad to see. It was just like, I just don't understand what's going on here. It doesn't make sense. So,
well, I realized a lot of it was done by two directors, a lot of the episodes, and I was very apparent in a lot of scenes. Like, there was like really different tonal
shifts
and how it was filmed, and you could it was taking away from it, because it was like, and you really could see it in the finale.
The consistency between the episodes is just really off, and when you have two directors that aren't working together, I'm assuming in these episodes, it just makes it definitely comes across like this had a definitely different feel in the previous episode, and now it's a completely different feel, but then we go back to the other feel. It's just like, it's all over the place.
I
mean, that's pretty harsh that you're bringing it all the way down to 5.5, in my opinion.
5.5 right now.
That's bold. All
right.
Yeah, respect it. I thought I was going bold with 6.5.
I honestly thought 6.5 was low, but
I'm a 7.5.
Okay, and so you and I are about the same.
For a show that I had no intention of watching initially, like I said, I was pleasantly surprised. I thought the family dynamic was very heartwarming. It was a little bit more lighthearted. And after some of the shows and some of the movies that have come out from Marvel in recent times, I was like, okay, I like this. Like, this is good. This is friendly. Like, I can rewatch this with family. They don't need to know a lot of stuff to get this. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of where my head
hasn't been any connection yet. Well, I guess that's kind of
into details. Yeah, but those would be things that I wouldn't have to sit down with somebody and sit there for, you know, pausing and then explaining for 15 minutes. Well, this is why this is important, because this was more like,
a lot of the shows have been like that. Moon Knight was like that. Now Miss Marvel.
Isolated. Yeah.
Yeah. So I was pleasantly surprised for again, for something that
requires a lot of explanation.
we're gonna make this really inaccessible. Like, here you go.
I would even
the
tell
first
people,
word like, is fans. What?
Yeah, I would tell
you're watching What If and you're just gonna go, what?
Yeah, What If is best served when you know everything, like as much as you can, and you watched everything,
or if you know somebody who knows everything, they can tell you, just watch this one movie before this episode, this one movie before this.
Yeah, it's just like, that's the thing. Like, when most people, like ask me, like my brother recently asked me, like, when we went. I forget which movie it was, but he asked me, he's like, do I have to watch this movie before going to see this one? Or can I go see this one without watching the other ones? I was like, no, Multiverse of Madness. He was asking about Multiverse of Madness. And he's like, do I have to watch Spider-Man No Way Home in order to understand what's going on in Multiverse of Madness? And I was like,
not really.
Not really. Surprisingly, but, no. But yeah, it would help,
right? Yeah, surprisingly,
just, like,
no.
Read the cliff notes or something.
Yeah,
you know?
It's just like, but you know, I get those questions a lot where it's just like, you know, do I have to watch this in order, or can I just start from this point? And it's just right. Like, it's like in What If? No, you can't just dive right in if you haven't seen anything before, or if you don't have someone there to explain to you what's going on.
There's so many different references and connections to other movies and stuff in What If. So yeah, mm-hmm. That one's hard to dive into. It's a short series. I mean, it's longer than most of them, I guess. It's, what,
I was going to say, it was kind of longer than most of them.
Yeah,
it was supposed to be one extra one, right, Colin? I remember talking about that. There was one that they took out.
The Gamora one.
But they're giving it to us in the next season, allegedly.
Supposedly.
That's what I read.
Nice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Hey, who knows? So, after this, after the next episode, you guys might boot me up to one extra point.
I said I was floating between 6.5 and 7. I mean, you know, we'll see.
Okay. We'll see what happens. I mean, there's a lot to talk about for this episode. There really is.
Yeah, I've only bounced it off of one person until we met, you know, tonight. So, right. You know, maybe I might, you know, change a little bit, but we'll see.
Yeah. This is probably an obvious question, but if you really think about it, maybe not. When do you think we'll see her next? It's Marvel. So the obvious answer is Marvel's. Marvel's, right?
Right. Yeah.
But there's some other stuff coming out before then. It was actually pushed back. It's later in the year. It was initially going to be, late winter?
It was November.
Yeah.
And then they actually
It was going to be like February, March, and then it got pushed towards the end of the year. Because it like swapped places with Quantumania. Because Quantumania was originally going to be later in the
February,
March.
Yeah, my bad. I was thinking of where it's at, where it landed right now.
Yeah.
They've tossed the dates around so much. Yeah, they've flip flopped next year quite a few times already.
September. Yeah. I don't know. It's in the second half.
I just said it before the episode too. Yeah, they bumped it because remember I was talking before the episode about the undisclosed film. That's right. They bumped it up to July 28th now. It's in the summer.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, it's in the summer, but it was originally in November.
Okay. I already know where we'll see her. We'll see her in Avengers Quantum Encounter. The ride at Disney Wish.
Nice.
There's actually footage out. If you guys want to check it out after this, with Ms. Marvel, I want to say Ant-Man, Wasp, Captain America. They're all in it. They're all donning their.
Oh, you know what? I saw videos of that online. Yeah, I've seen footage of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And she is in there.
Yep.
I completely I didn't even remember that it was her at the time. I was just like, but I was just seeing little clips on YouTube and here and there, and I was just like, what is this?
Yeah,
I
want to say it's Disney's Wish Worlds of Marvel or something like that.
My sister's like super into Disney, and we would just went to Epcot and we did the Guardians ride, and their whole cast is there, right? But they're in these completely different costumes that we've never seen before, and I'm like, when does this take place? Because this doesn't make sense. And my sister like assured me this does not exist anywhere in this is its own separate thing. Like, so this is not canon. This is not no. She's like, this is not for you to like look at. Like,
Disney
this
is
part
doing
of the
its
timeline.
Own stuff.
That's exactly what she said. She goes, this is just for entertainment ride purposes. Like, this is not like they're not making this like a part of the universe because they like almost didn't make sense what they were. It was just kind of it just felt different, and that's why I was kind of surprised with the ride. But yeah, it's not, at least that's what she said. It's not meant to be canon. They're just using the same actors, obviously, because that's what we know.
Sure.
You know, for the entertainment purpose.
With the multiverse though.
Well, sure. Yeah, there you go.
I know.
Yeah, multiverse.
With the multiverse.
Not Universe 616.
Yeah.
You never know. But
616 adjacent.
But my vote's the Marvels, like for sure, because I mean, think about how many new characters we've gotten already in Phase 4, how many more characters we're going to get. I mean, we're going to find out all these announcements coming soon in Comic-Con, but, you know, I'd assume that they're going to keep it until, you know, the Marvels. I almost just said a spoiler, but...
I agree with you because, while trying to avoid spoilers for the season finale, I did see some, like, interviews with the actress who played Kamala on the red carpet for the season finale and everything like that. Okay. And they were like, they actually asked her they said the next time we'll see you is the
mole. Yes, I have seen the same thing.
And she said, yeah. And she's like, they're trying to, they were actually asking her, like, how do you feel? What are you thinking right now? And she's like, I'm not feeling anything and I'm not thinking about anything. She was legit like, I'm just in awe right now.
As Foggy, her and Tom Holland together.
Yeah.
Oh, their chemistry.
In real life and on the screen.
Yeah, their chemistry is going to be awesome.
She said she was pushing for somebody to make an appearance because she's really a big fan of him, but I can't remember the hero's name right now. Oh, it's going to come to me in the middle of the episode. They literally asked her, said, you know, the next time we'll see you is in.
I don't put any stock in those. I mean, they're
told
to not tell the truth.
Well, that's true. They have signed contracts and stuff like that. Yeah. So like, there's only so much you can say. But you know, there's also a lot of time in between where a cameo can come up.
Sure.
You know,
when was this interview?
This was.
Because they recently shifted Quantumania and Ms. Marvel's, like, they switched their
spots. I don't remember when, but...
Yeah, like, Quantum's in February.
It was
now.
Like, it was in the afternoon yesterday that I was browsing through on my lunch break that I saw.
Okay, it's probably pretty recent then, because that shift was, I think, like, 3-4 weeks ago when they shifted the schedule. And the reason I bring that up is that my prediction is Quantumania will be the next time we see her.
I really can't put... like my guess on it, because like I said, there's so much that's going to come up, and there's so much, like, a director can be like, oh, this would make a great cameo appearance for this person. They call them up saying, hey, you want to make a cameo in this movie? Sure. Mm-hmm. One day, show up, do your scene.
Damn. They've been very limited with the cameos so far.
They have.
Like, you know, we keep saying, you know, we want this person to show up, this person to show up, this person to show up, and nobody.
And that's honestly why.
Well, we actually did call out one for Thor, but.
Yeah, but that's why I'm waiting until Ms. Marvel or the Marvels, because I'm going exactly what Colin just said. I'm going off of what's been happening with Phase 4. Like, I feel like it's going to go that same direction, because we have Wakanda Forever, we have Secret Invasion. We have the Guardians Holiday Special. We have Werewolf at Night. We have, I know I'm missing like two other things.
That's this year. Then Quantumania is the first one for next year.
Yeah. Unless they throw a show in January, which they might. You know, we're going to find out more in Comic-Con. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it would make sense, right, Colin? Because of, and I guess this is a spoiler, but for the season, what happened in the season.
I'm still remaining optimistic that she'll be in Quantumania. I'll talk about it more in the full breakdown, because it would be spoilers.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. Yeah, it'd be a spoiler. It's a good guess. It's a good guess. But yeah, it's just the lack of cameos this phase is, you know, maybe a post-credit, because that's kind of what they've been doing, right?
Yeah, it's pretty much been the extent of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that has been pretty much the extent of what.
Give us a team up outside of like the full blown Avengers or the full blown X-Men.
Yeah. It's been a lot of solo, you know, a lot of isolation, a lot of not connecting with each other.
I mean, I guess we did have, you know, a fair number of cameos in Multiverse of Madness, but they were all new characters.
You can call them new.
I can't wait to talk about the finale, because it's very clear what Feige wants to do with a certain.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, last question. Do you guys think there's going to be a season two, or is this just going to be like a one-off season, you know, like WandaVision?
I don't even know,
because the only one that we know has a season two so far is Loki.
Just
don't know if there will be another Falcon and the Winter Soldier. I'm guessing not. Very unlikely to have another WandaVision, although we don't know what happened with White Vision, so maybe.
just Vision.
I think they're going to wait to see what they want to do with her after the Marvels. I could see it working both ways. I could see them deciding to do a season two, but I also could see them deciding to possibly give her own solo film and a trilogy. That's what I want. I want her to stay on the silver screen. As much as I enjoy Disney Plus and being in the comfort of my own home, in my opinion, the power of the character and like who she is and what she can do and what she's going to bring to the team. And I just feel like she deserves to stay on the big screen.
Speaking and have her powers, own trilogy. She gets big, so she should be on the big screen, right?
There you go. Exactly. Exactly. And it's, you know, but there's a good chance, right? We could get a season two after the Marvels. So it's hard to tell. I could see that working too, but I want to give her a movie.
Well, the thing is, so like, it really, I'd like to see her on the big screen. I would. But then you have to think about the rest of the cast and everything like that. Like the rest of the cast, like the way they have it now is perfect for a TV series. Mm-hmm. However, if you put her on the big screen, everyone's going to be expecting, you know, she's Miss Marvel. She's a superhero now. She's going to be with the Avengers and be doing like doing some type of big movie storyline with either one or two of the Avengers or however they do it. I don't see them bringing in the rest of the cast going onto the full big screen. Maybe sure. One or two here. I mean, for all we know, you know, people have moved on to do other things. People are left home. Maybe she's going off to another planet. And, you know, if she gets her own movie, not everybody's going to make it back, you know. But if they do a season two, you know, they can bring everybody back. Mm-hmm. And continue on, which is, you know, I think that maybe they'll do a season two after the Marvels and then see how things go. And if things are progressing very well after season two, I think then they'll probably give her her own solo films.
So I'm actually with Michael on this one. I think we might see her transition from this one show to being featured more in films. There's a couple spoiler things I'm thinking of right now that I don't want to mention as to why I'm thinking this. But I noticed a couple tie-ins with different potential other characters that I could see her showing up in their respective sequels or in their movies. I'm almost thinking like the other reason why I'm leaning on this is just looking at not reviews, because I know the show is actually reviewed really well. But ratings, it's had a lower viewership, I think, mm-hmm. than some of the other MCU stuff. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you have to think of it pragmatically, like studios do look at that. So maybe that changes, right? Like maybe that changes in future, you know, once people really know the character. And I hope it does, because like I said, this is a show that I went into not originally having any intention of watching, but after watching it, like you guys mentioned, I fell in love with the actress that they got. I think she's charismatic. She's very fun. And I just kind of want to see more of the character now.
Yeah.
So my hope is she gets another show, but I'm being pragmatic about it, I think it's going to be, she'll show up in other big screen films, silver screen films. Yeah. Maybe she gets her own even. Maybe she gets her own one-off. Well,
I don't doubt that she'll get like appearances in other characters' films and everything, but a standalone film, I'm not sure yet.
I hope she does.
I hope so. Like, if too. Yeah, so if I I'm, really if, do, yeah, hope she, I hope does, she does, but I don't know if they're at that level yet with her.
And somebody mentioned...
I think that's kind of what the Marvels is kind of going to be about, you know, whether
testing
she can
the waters.
Like test the waters mm-hmm. with getting her on the big screen and everything like that, you know, and especially for her, because not as a character but as an actress, because this series was her very first mm-hmm. acting role.
Yeah,
and to move from a TV series to the big screen is a big leap within such a short career.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah. So,
she just did an AMA on Reddit, and I saw a couple snippets from it. I don't know if it was an AMA, but she was on Reddit and she was like commenting back to people, and she's got like a pretty solid relationship with Kevin Feige right now. Like they're like texting each other and everything. And she
first thing in the morning.
And she's like arguing like with the director, like Nia DaCosta, that's doing the Marvels about, it was something funny about something like they needed to do. Like I do get the points, but it's, you know, it could go either way, right?
Yeah.
They could look at it of how well would this do as a film itself. But then again, you know, should we just give her the opportunity and see what happens, you know? Because the movie still would make millions of dollars. I mean,
yeah, definitely
easily. And, you know, to be fair, everything is pretty much in the same location for the most part now. Like, they're doing a lot of their production in Atlanta, like a lot of it between the movies and the films, or the movies and the shows. So I don't see it being that big of a difference for them production wise to move her from the show. Like, I like, to Tim's point with the cast, like, that's true, but I could see them easily being able to get them to, hey, we're gonna do a film, can you, you know, be able to work this time frame for that. We'll see, we'll have to wait and see. I don't know, it's a great question though, so definitely something to think about.
Yeah, I'm thinking we're not getting a season two. I mean, you know, we know she's gonna be in the Marvels, and I don't know if she's gonna have a standalone or not, but I feel like this is probably the end of the Miss Marvel series. But I don't really have a good reason for thinking that, honestly. It's just kind of a gut feeling.
Sure. Yeah. It's good to know though that we have a new character and a new actress that is like really passionate about this. Like, she's a huge fan.
Yes.
And to be like, have the, you know, the confidence to, I mean, I'm sure there's people that are intimidated by Kevin Feige, like that don't even want to, you know, they're kind of like, whoa, you know, and she's just, yeah, she's full throttle right now. And especially like so early in her career too, it's incredible. It really is. And I do have a lot of high hope for the direction that they're going to be taking her, not only because of them, but because of her, because what she wants to do with it and how that might bounce off of Feige and, you know, whatever. So
somebody said it here earlier, her and Tom Holland. I need
that. I want to see an interview with the two of them.
Somebody said, I want that team up. I want that movie.
It's going to happen.
Yeah. I just want to see the interview and I want to see who they pair with them. It's going to be Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yeah.
Oh God. He hopes not, probably.
I would love to see the two interact and just like her be with Tom and Tom just look at her and go, did they give you a script? They didn't give me one. They just told me to show up and just do the scene. Because that's exactly what they did with Tom. Yeah, they didn't tell him. He's like, I have no idea what the movies are about.
All right. That's a good place to end it. So thanks for joining us. And if you want to hear more about the episode in detail with all the spoilers, make sure to listen to our next episode. So thanks for tuning in.